Marlin football coach Todd Blatt with us on the pregame coverage as they take on Mount Vernon in the Class 3A state championship matchup. Mount Vernon sure looks like they've got a stingy defense, especially against the run. What are some of the things that they scheme up to have held their opponents the way they have so far this year?
With some really, really big people that are pretty aggressive. They're up front. D-line is tough, and their linebackers are pretty fast. In the backfield, they go and make plays. You know, they were doing that to Humboldt and forcing him into bad decisions. So, you know, we're going to have to come up with maybe some new protections, things that we can do to try to keep them from, getting pressure on the quarterback.
Offensively, when they can get in a rhythm, their passing game has shown some good efficiency. What are some of the things with the way they spread you out that you're going to have to be ready for with your coverage?
Well, a couple things. You know, they got those big kahunas in there. They're, you know, they got a 270, 250. Their center's a little bit smaller at 200, but they use him in a different way. But their guards and tackles are really big people, and, they do a really nice job of protecting that quarterback. So I think it's a big task for the D-line, to get some production going in there. Our linebackers are going to have to do some coverage stuff that might put them a little bit outside their comfort zone. So we got to just wrap it and see it. And, they're going to be pretty efficient throwing the football. They've been that way all year. Right at, I think, 65%, 67%, something like that, accuracy. So, obviously, he does a really nice job with the ball and moving it around. They throw to a bunch of different receivers. They got guys with 50 catches all the way down to 10 catches. So they use a plethora of receivers out there. And, it's going to test the defense. Struggled a little bit in that first half of the semifinal game on D. So, they're looking for a little bit of redemption here and how they're playing. So we looked for them to maybe come out hot and with their hair on fire a little bit.
Have you played many teams that maybe prefer to pass it over running the football? And how's your defense held up against those squads?
Yeah, I think we haven't seen anything quite as pass heavy as this, but they do like to run the ball too. You know, they've got real close to, it's got to be 1,800 yards or something like that rushing. So they like to put the ball on the ground too. I think they prefer to go through the air, and that opens up the run. We've seen it in the past, and we've got some guys that have been around for a while with a lot of experience. So, we'll see what we can match up and if maybe we can get, into some good coverages so we can cover that stuff up and see if our D-line can't get home.
I've had a lot of people tell me that they feel like last week's game was the real state title game, that you guys and ADM were the top two teams. I guess my question is, how well prepared through your district schedule, having faced ADM a couple of times, do you feel you are here in the postseason?
Well, I would say that they didn't hand out any rings last week, so it probably wasn't the championship game. But anytime you're in this ball game, this is it's a different environment. You know, there's a lot of things going on, some intangibles that happen. I think both teams are prepared. Obviously, there's one thing that Mount Vernon doesn't do very well, and that's lose. They're undefeated going into the ball game, and so they're going to want to continue to do that, and I think they're going to put every egg in the basket and try to get it to the house.
Coach, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Yep, thanks much, Ben. Go Cyclones.
It's Todd Blatt with us, head coach for Harlan. More pregame coverage coming up on 96.5 KSOM.